Bithumb's CEO booked as a suspect in Korea's lawmaker hiring probe. Seoul police have booked Lee Jae-won, the chief executive of Bithumb, as a suspect in a bribery investigation, according to a report from Woo Blockchain on June 11, 2026. Bithumb is South Korea's second largest crypto exchange, and naming its CEO as a suspect moves the case past the building searches that came before it and onto the person who runs the company. The booking centers on a hiring decision. Police are examining whether Lee helped secure a job at Bithumb for the son of independent lawmaker Kim Byung-ki, and whether Kim, in turn, used his position to support legislation that benefited the exchange. In Korean procedure, being booked registers a person as a formal suspect under investigation. It is not a charge, and it does not assume guilt. But it does mean the inquiry now has a named target at the top of the company. The dinner, the hire, and the timeline. The sequence police are reconstructing is specific. Investigators say Kim sought a position for his second son during a November 2024 dinner with Bithumb's chief executive and others, per the Seoul Economic Daily. The son was hired in early 2025 and worked at the exchange for roughly 6 months. Around that same period, prosecutors are looking at whether Kim engaged in parliamentary activity that favored Bithumb. The exchange has rejected the framing. Bithumb maintains that its recruitment followed standard procedures and that there were no irregularities in how the hire was made. That denial is the company's consistent line through both searches of its offices. Police have not moved quickly. The first search of Bithumb's Gangnam headquarters took place on February 24, 2026, and a second raid followed on June 8. Officials have summoned Bithumb staff as witnesses, and the wider case against Kim has run about 9 months, including roughly 7 summonses of the lawmaker himself. Kim faces 13 separate suspicions in the broader probe, bribery among them. No formal charges have been filed against Lee or Kim to date, a second largest exchange under the microscope. The identity of the company is what gives this weight. Bithumb sits behind only Upbit in Korean trading volume, and the one denominated market it serves is one of the most active retail crypto arenas in the world. When the operator of an exchange that size has its CEO booked, the question stops being about a single hire and starts being about how a major venue conducts itself. Korean authorities have spent the past 2 years tightening oversight of domestic exchanges, from real-name banking requirements to listing process scrutiny. A criminal inquiry into a top operator's leadership lands inside that climate rather than apart from it. For the millions of Koreans who hold balances on these platforms, the standing of the company holding their funds is not an abstraction. Assets parked on a custodial exchange depend on the operator staying solvent, licensed, and in good legal standing, which is the same counterparty exposure that turned earlier exchange failures into user losses. The link to spending and rails Korea's exchange sector is also the on-ramp layer beneath most consumer crypto activity in the country, including the funding and conversion that sits behind crypto cards and payment apps. When a major operator faces a leadership probe, regulators tend to widen their attention to the surrounding ecosystem, which can slow product approvals and tighten compliance demands on anyone routing fiat in and out of South Korea. The booking arrives against a soft market backdrop. As of June 11, 2026, Bitcoin traded near $62,171, up 2.4% on the day, with the CoinMarketCap Fear and Greed Index reading 15, or extreme fear. Bithumb's case is a governance story rather than a price one, but it adds to the list of pressures on Korean platforms at a moment when sentiment is already thin.